This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, I just have to laugh when I hear the GOP establishment people attacking Trump over the very few failed business endeavors that he's had go south or go bad, when he's had so many business deals that are so successful, and the hypocrisy of these professional bureaucrats who are parasites on our society. It's just astonishing. I mean, these GOP insiders, these are lifetime bureaucrats who live on the taxpayer dime and have driven America into $19 trillion of bankruptcy. They have no credibility from which to attack Donald Trump over his finances. I mean, Donald Trump, no matter what else you think of Donald, and we've all got some issues with him at some level, but no matter what else you think of him, he's created many, many successful businesses and has completed many, many successful projects. He's created revenue. He's created cash flow. He's created jobs for I don't know how many thousands of people. What has Washington, D.C. done for you other than steal your money, coerce you out of more of your earnings, you know, punish you for working? And stolen from you to give to other people who don't want to work. I mean, think about it. Washington, D.C. and all those bureaucrats in the GOP establishment and the Democratic establishment, all they've done is confiscated your money and wasted it on useless programs and fraud and abuse and entitlement handouts to people who, frankly, don't deserve it for the most part. So for them to attack Trump and say, well, some of Trump's businesses failed. Oh, really? Have you looked at the budget of the United States of America lately? Have you looked at the deficit, by the way? $19 trillion in debt. So these people have no basis from which to attack Donald Trump. And by the way, you know, I'm a small business owner as well. I've created many, many jobs for many people, certainly not anywhere as many as Donald Trump has. But I've fought every single day to operate with ethics, to create solutions that customers choose to purchase from us, like at the Natural News store, to guarantee everything that we do, to have satisfied customers, to have innovative products, ultra clean products. We're the only online retailer in the world that tests our foods for heavy metals and pesticides and all these other things in our own lab in-house. We've done all kinds of innovation and investment, and I've worked all kinds of hours, late night hours, holiday hours, you name it. So I understand how difficult it is to run a successful small business in America these days. And I admire the business side of what people like Donald Trump have been able to achieve. It's not easy. And I happen to know, by the way, that Donald Trump is not a prick, as he's been called, when it comes to having a heart for people. I happen to know a guy who, this was back in one of the businesses that failed, I guess it was a hotel or something, that went bankrupt. A guy that I know, a friend of mine, had manufactured a product in quantity for the Trump hotel chain or whatever it was that went bankrupt. And when the bankruptcy was declared, my friend was owed, I think it was $100,000. And he had mortgaged his house to manufacture these products to deliver them to the Trump business. I don't know every single aspect of every detail. I'm just giving you the best from my memory here. And so he was on the hook for $100,000. He wrote a personal letter to Donald Trump and explained that he was going to lose his house and that he might even lose his marriage and he was going to lose everything if he did not get this $100,000. And you know what Donald Trump did? And this was years ago, way before he ever ran for president, way before he ever knew this was ever going to be talked about publicly. Donald Trump wrote my friend the full amount, $100,000 check, out of another business that he had that was successful. He covered my friend's $100,000 debt out of his heart. He did not legally have to do it. He could have said no, and he could have been protected by the business bankruptcy laws that exist in America. But Donald Trump chose to pull out a check and a pen and write $100,000 to my friend. And because of that, my friend went on to create one of the most successful businesses that exists today in the natural products marketplace. Because he did not lose his house and he did not lose his business, he was able to continue to stay in business and grow. And to this day, he thanks Donald Trump for having a heart to do that when he did not have to. See, that's a story you'll never hear on CNN. You'll never hear it on MSNBC. You'll never hear it on NPR. You won't even hear it on Fox News. They only tell you the bad side that they want you to hear. And yeah, Donald Trump has a couple of, you know, bad things. Of maybe he slept around with a lot of women. That's not something that I look up to in a person, but that doesn't frankly disqualify him from being damn good at growing businesses. You know, I don't vote for a president based on their private sex lives. You know, and I remember during the Clinton Monica Lewinsky situation, all the Democrats were out there screaming, "Oh, it's their private sex lives. Who cares that Clinton was getting serviced in the Oval Office or whatever?" People said, "It doesn't matter. It's their private sex lives." And I actually agree with that. I really, even though that's not my personal lifestyle, nor my choice in morality, that is a side that has no bearing on someone's ability to be an effective economist or business maker or job maker, or to be able to negotiate deals and create abundance or create the conditions that will allow people the freedom to create their own abundance. And that, on those points, Donald Trump kicks ass. There's just no debating it. Anybody who doesn't think that Donald Trump is a successful business person is mathematically illiterate. If you don't understand numbers, yeah, you might not get it. But if you can read numbers, if you understand economics, if you've owned your own business, and you look at what Donald Trump has created from a very, very small amount of money that he inherited from his father, maybe it was a couple of million dollars or something in that range, and then he created a $10 billion empire, that's amazing. He didn't inherit it, and he didn't take this money from the taxpayers. This is the main point. Think about it. Everybody else in Washington, D.C., you know how they have their money? Because they stole it from you. They put a gun to your head, figuratively, with the IRS, and they coerced you into handing over money. They didn't earn it. They didn't create any new ideas. And by the way, most of the ideas that come out of Washington, D.C., don't even work. Their ideas fail every day. Look at Obamacare. Fails every day. A horrible idea. A total failure. And then these people go after and attack Donald Trump for a few small failures in a big picture where he's had massive success. And you know, that's the other thing in all this. Anybody who is a successful business owner knows that most of your business endeavors do not pan out the way you hope they would. Most of them don't work. You might have one idea in 10 that really takes off. You know, think about it. Even in high tech, why do you have thousands and thousands and thousands of startup companies, all these different technology companies, but there's only a few that ever take off that you ever hear about, like Uber or, you know, Twitter or Facebook or, you know, other technology companies that become household names, Snapchat and so on. There's only a handful that ever make it. Most business ideas fail. Most of them do. And everybody who's in business knows that the way to make this work is to win big when you do win and try to fail small when you do fail. In other words, approach business by minimizing your risk so that you can test your idea and see if it works or see if it fails. If it fails, then you shelve it and you do something different. If it works, then you try to scale it up. You try to make it win big. And by win, I mean everybody's winning. The customer's winning. They're choosing to purchase your product or service or information, whatever it is. It's voluntary. You are charging a fair price in a free market. you're earning honest money on an ethical product or service. That is winning on both sides. The customer wins, the business wins that provides the product or service. Government is totally different. Government coerces you, threatens you with taking your house, taking your bank accounts, seizing your property, throwing you in prison if you don't pay them this percentage of the money that you think you earned. That's coercion. That's gunpoint confiscation of your money. That's how the government funds itself. How can anybody in government with a straight face challenge Donald Trump when Donald Trump didn't go around putting guns to people's heads and saying, give me your money like a mafia? That's what government does. Think about it. Donald Trump has more business credibility than every single U.S. senator, U.S. congressperson, every bureaucrat in Washington, every regulator, EPA, FDA, you name it. He's got more business credibility than all those people combined, because all those bureaucrats in Washington, all they do is they drive us into bankruptcy. And you know what their answer is as they're driving us into bankruptcy? Take more money from you. Steal your pensions. Steal your bank accounts. Ultimately, that's what it's going to come to. Raise taxes on you. Take more of your money. Put in more new taxes. Force you to buy products that you don't want, like health insurance through the Obamacare scheme. That's how government operates. Government has zero credibility when it comes to business success. These government people wouldn't know how to make a dollar if their life depended on it. Their entire model is taking money from somebody else and then wasting it or living off of it or committing fraud in order to take money from people. That's all they know. So it just makes me laugh when I hear these people trying to attack Donald Trump. I mean, yeah, so what? A couple of his ideas didn't pan out. But he's done so many things. How many people have ever launched all of these different businesses that he has launched? Anybody who attempted all of these things would have some of them not work out as well as others. And believe me, some of the conditions under which a few of these minor projects failed under Donald Trump, they were probably conditions where people that promised to do things for him, like construction companies, probably screwed him and didn't get their job done and caused projects to miss their deadlines. And that's how it all fell apart. Believe me, I know how this stuff works because I've had cases where people screwed me too, and I didn't have the product ready in time, or I couldn't ship it as quickly as I had wanted to ship it, or I couldn't get the raw materials that were promised to me that I had even made a down payment on, and so on. There are so many snakes out there in the business world that even the person who attempts to operate with high integrity and high ethics is often sabotaged by other operators who are screwing them or shortchanging them and causing failures to cascade through a system outside the control of someone who has the best intentions. So it takes a real commitment and dedication to business practices to make things happen, to manufacture products. I mean, I know, again, I have my own operation is tiny compared to the Trump empire, I guess you could call it. But, you know, I've built an organic food manufacturing facility. It's been audited 3 times and has passed every single time with flying colors. I've built an online e-commerce system and a fulfillment system that ships out hundreds of orders every single day. I've built our own online search engine, a news aggregation system. I've built an online content system that powers naturalnews.com. I've built a publishing empire of sorts, at least some people call it that, of dozens and dozens of very popular websites. I wouldn't call it an empire, but that's what people say to me. I just say, hey, we're just trying to get the truth out there. And yeah, we use web technology to make that happen. But, you know, I built that using a lot of innovative technologies. And like Donald Trump, I work hard and I try a lot of different ideas. Some of them work great. Some of them not so much. Some ideas lose money. That's not failure. That's part of the process of success. It's part of the process. It's just like you as a person. you have a skill set, but there are probably some skills that you attempted to learn and you weren't so good at them. Maybe you suck at learning foreign languages, but you're awesome at mathematics and engineering. You know, maybe you're good at accounting, but you're horrible at athletics. Who knows? Everybody has a strength and a weakness. That's just the way business ideas are. Some ideas work great. Others not so great, not so well. That's not a criticism of Donald Trump to say that some of his ideas didn't work. The real criticism belongs on those people who have never even worked in the private sector. People like John Boehner or whoever else in the GOP establishment who've never created a job in their lives. Lifelong. I remember seeing John Kasich up there on the debate stage one night bragging about how he's such a responsible person. He's going to be president because he sat on the budget committee for 4 years or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, the budget committee, we're $19 trillion in debt. John Kasich is a massive failure. If he sat on that committee and signed off on more spending, it, any idiot can drive a nation into bankruptcy. You don't have to be a genius to spend other people's money. What is difficult and what takes intelligence is to run on a balanced budget, to create revenues and then operate within those revenues. That is what's difficult. Any fool can spend other people's money. If that's what John Kasich is bragging about, he's not qualified to be anything but a beggar and a money redistribution machine, because that's all government is in most cases. Any moron can take money from one group of people and hand it out to another group of people and then call themselves heroes. And that's what Washington has become in large part. Doesn't take a genius to do that. You know what takes a genius? You know what takes real skill? Creating a business that is ethical, that adds value to a product or service that people love to purchase from voluntarily because they enjoy the experience of maybe it's a resort or a hotel, or they enjoy the quality of the product or the service. They receive benefits from it and they keep coming back and they tell their friends, and that business grows by word of mouth because it's quality products, it's good service, it's satisfaction guarantee. That's the kind of business that I have built. And I think to a large extent, that's the kind of business that Donald Trump has built. So to all these people attacking Trump's business record, most of the people engaged in the attacks are total pathetic losers when it comes to issues of business or economics or even understanding numbers or anything. They probably can't even add 2 + 2. They have no idea how anything works in the real world. They're living off the government. They're getting free money, free food stamps, housing subsidies. They've never created a job in their lives. Or at the high level, these bureaucrats, they've never done anything other than confiscate money from people, hardworking people like you and me, and then redistribute it to other people. Or waste it on programs, all their buddies and their fake crony capitalism systems. All they do is they commit fraud and waste and abuse. That's how government operates today. So if you want to have a successful national economy, you need to have somebody running it who understands economics. And there's nobody in the system of government today that has been in that system for very long that has any ability whatsoever to understand good, solid economics. All they understand is tax and spend, waste, confiscation, coercion, handouts. That's it. And that system will collapse. Maybe Donald Trump can turn the course for us here. Or, you know, someone who has that level of understanding of economics. But I don't see anybody else on the stage right now that's got that. So, Donald Trump seems to be the guy, and I understand he doesn't fit the morality requirements of many people on the right who prefer Ted Cruz, and I totally get that. Ted Cruz is a fine, upstanding, highly intelligent individual. I love Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, he would be an amazing president. Ted Cruz would be an amazing governor of Texas. He is an amazing senator. Ted Cruz is a very fine, just a man who deserves tremendous credit and has a tremendous intellect. And yet, And yet, even he hasn't built the businesses that Donald Trump has built. Ted Cruz doesn't have the experience in economics that Donald Trump has. It's just a simple fact. It's no criticism of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a fantastic person. And so is Ben Carson, by the way. I love Ben Carson. Ben Carson, in my heart, he is my guy. I would support Ben Carson in anything. But Ben Carson, unfortunately, he doesn't have the ability to capture the imagination of the American people. Ben Carson is not a fighter, and we need a fighter. We need somebody who can go to Washington and challenge that status quo and engage in the kind of very difficult battles that have to be fought on behalf of the American people. Ben Carson is too nice of a guy to wage those battles. Ben Carson, he's the guy that you want as your best friend, your best neighbor, or even a family member. Ben Carson is maybe as close to a perfect human being as you will find in society today. And yet, that is not the qualification that we need for president right now. We need a warrior. We need a fighter. We need like the political version of a UFC fighter to do some ground and pound and some elbow slams and put somebody in a headlock and choke them out. That's Donald Trump. Think about it. Donald Trump is like the UFC fighter in the political arena. There's nothing against Ted Cruz or Ben Carson or many, many other fine individuals. And I know that even on the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders has captured the attention of so many people because he wants to challenge the system, and he's anti-GMO and he's anti-big bankers, which is a very important thing, by the way. For those who are supporting Bernie Sanders, you know, good for you for choosing an outsider. But I tell you, the ultimate outsider right now is Donald Trump. And you may not like every single aspect about him, but so what? He's got it where it counts. He's our fighter to go into Washington and start doing some ground and pound that we need to reestablish the kind of economic environment in this country that will set small business innovators like myself free to be able to create more jobs, create more opportunities for people, create more revenue that gets reinvested back into the community through higher wages, higher salaries, more innovation, more investment in like the science and the laboratories that we're building right now. We need an environment in which we can be set free to create abundance. And we're tired of the government holding us back and punishing us for trying to create abundance in this country. I can create jobs for hundreds of people. I'm not going to say thousands because we're not that big of a company, but I could create jobs just myself and my operation. I can create jobs for hundreds of people in the state of Texas. I just need the right environment in which to do that, where we can write off investments in manufacturing equipment, for example, where we can write off investments in new buildings, where we can write off investments in new organic food processing facilities. You see, right now, the Obama administration has made it so difficult that we can't do these things because you can't deduct them in your taxes this year. So you go broke under the current Obama system because you don't have the cash flow to pay the taxes on the buildings that you already spent the money to build. The way it's set up right now, it makes it virtually impossible for small businesses to grow and expand unless you have public money. If you go IPO and you go stock market, then you can have other people's money. But I will not go that route. I do not want to use other people's money. I just need an environment that allows us to make the investments in our own business. You know, a flat tax environment would even be better. Something where taxes are simple and where people like myself can create jobs and create businesses and expand our operations doing ethical, honest business that keeps customers happy and makes people healthy, brings jobs and economic abundance to the counties and cities and states where we operate. That's all we need. And we can heal America. We can heal America. Will undergo spontaneous healing if we just have the right environment, which means get the government off our backs, for Christ's sakes. Get the government off our backs. let us conduct our businesses. So that's why right now, based on if it's Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, then there's no question. Trump has my vote. If it's Hillary Clinton versus Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz has my vote. If it's Hillary Clinton versus Donald Duck, Donald Duck has my vote. I mean, I will vote for anybody to oppose Hillary Clinton, that's for sure. But in terms of the best candidate for business, for setting us free and letting small business people like myself operate in America and create the jobs that we need in this country, Donald Trump is our guy. You know, and end of story. Donald Trump is not Mr. Polite. He's not the Ben Carson that you want as your neighbor or your friend. You know, Ben Carson is the guy you want to invite over for dinner. Donald Trump is the guy you want fighting for you on the battlefield. And right now we're in a fight. So that's why Donald Trump makes the most sense. Check out my website, trump.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And if you want to support my business, by the way, go to store.naturalnews.com, where we offer laboratory validated superfoods, nutritional supplements, and other items that we're the only operator in America that actually we have our own laboratory. We test everything for heavy metals and now pesticides, and we have fluoride testing underway as well. We sell clean foods, super clean superfoods. That's what we're known for. So if you're into that, support our business, and we'll keep creating jobs and opportunities as best we can. Thank you for your support, and God bless America. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.